lady. I mean, like, she goes to Peru a couple times a year to minister down there in missions, and now she's in Israel. She'll probably stay there forever. Her kids had to go to Jerusalem to visit her. But anyway, we're going to go to Jerusalem. And James, thank you for those songs. They were awesome. You know, when we have songs, and they're like little mini sermons. If you don't get anything else, get the songs. Listen to the words of the songs, because they're God's words. And isn't he a good, good father? Don't you love that song? I loved them all. They were awesome. But anyway, 6 weeks, not counting this Sunday, but 6 weeks, we are going to have Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday. I like to call it Resurrection Sunday because that's when he arose from the dead. And all history changed. So guys, picture this. We're in face of the tomb where Jesus has been. His body has been. He's not been there. But anyway, this morning his body's going to rise. Amen. The guards are there. They're standing guard. And all of a sudden, a blast of light from heaven comes. The Holy Spirit enters into that tomb, and Jesus is raised from the dead. Amen. Isn't that an awesome sight? It says that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead indwells us and shall quicken our mortal spirits. Cindy, you are quickened by the Holy Spirit this morning. Amen. We are quickened by the Holy Spirit this morning. So I want you guys to see that in your eye. Nothing can stop it. All history changed at that very moment. All history. From then on, our whole world changed. Isn't it awesome? And it's today. It's just like it was yesterday. And that whole weekend, think about Easter. And I'm doing this like a pre-Easter thing. I love this time of the year. I love this time of the year. And even though we enjoy Christmas, Christmas would not be important if it wasn't for Easter. And my husband always said, you can't preach Easter without Christmas. You can't preach Christmas without Easter, because they're so intertwined. And they are. But if Jesus had not totally went to the grave, if he had not rose from the dead, the rest would have not mattered in a sense. Amen. But he did. He did. He fulfilled all scriptures. And this is the most wonderful time of the year, this 6 weeks before Easter, because it's time for us to get ready for his resurrection. Amen. We know he's already resurrected, but that time where we celebrated. So I want us to really prepare. And Wednesday night, we've been studying the book of John, which is so awesome. And you go to the 13th chapter. Now, we're going to review. This isn't my real sermon. This is my pre-sermon. Amen. But I just want to take you through this really quickly. And anyway, the 13th chapter of John, God begins to prepare the disciples. He begins to talk about the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to come. The Helper is going to come. And it's going to be okay, because when he comes, and he even says, it's needful that I leave, because when I leave, the Holy Spirit will come, and he's going to do what I can't do. He's going to be everywhere at one time. Amen. Amen. And he won't be just ministering to a few disciples. He'll be ministering to the whole world. Amen. And nothing will stop him. He's going to reveal to you all truth. He says, okay, I've just wrote this down really quick. It's going to be very small. But the 13th chapter, Jesus washes the disciples' feet. He tells them to love one another. He shows them, he talks about being a servant. He brings them into that, I'm going to leave you, but I'm showing you a better way. That you're going to always be a servant. It doesn't matter how high you get in the ministry or wherever, you will always be a servant. We always have to remember that it doesn't matter if we're doing the floors, if we're doing the toilets, if we're preaching to thousands, we are doing God's work. When we were handing out those groceries yesterday, when we were praying for those people, we were doing God's work. And that was just as important as being here this morning, as being wherever. So wherever God leads us to minister to one another, that's where God wants us to be. Amen. So in the 13th and the 14th chapter, he says that he's preparing a place for us. He said, it's needful that I go, but I'm going to prepare a place for you so you can come and be where I'm at. Isn't that exciting that we can be where Jesus is? And then he goes on, he talks about the 14th chapter. He said, I am the way, I'm the truth. There is no other way but me. And the world hates that about us. Say, oh, you guys are so narrow-minded, those narrow-minded Christians. But I can't help it. We didn't say it. Jesus said it. And we say it in love, because just think how awesome it is when you accept Jesus as your Savior. I mean, the doors of heaven are open wide. All these good things God gives us. We have a good, good Father. We have everything we need. All that we need, God's hand. And why wouldn't we want everybody to come in? Why would we not want everybody to come in? Amen. Isn't it wonderful that he chose us? He chose me. I'm so excited. Amen. I remember one time I was telling somebody about the Lord. He said, I can see you're really excited. I said, yes, I'm excited. I am always excited about Jesus. Right, Beth? We're always excited about Jesus. Amen. So all of these guys, get in the Word. Get in the Word. Read John. Read John. Start at, 13, 14, 15, 16th chapter. And go over it. It's so awesome what God tells us in these chapters. And everything that we need, God has already provided for us. The Helper is coming. The Holy Spirit is going to come. He's going to lead us into all truth. He's going to be with us. And he's going to, so it's so good. But when Paul called me, I was getting ready to listen to It's Supernatural with Sid Roth. Who watches that? Isn't he awesome? He said he's a converted Jew, and he has this program on. It's called It's Supernatural. And all the people, that God has done such awesome things in their life, and it's so exciting. I'm sitting on the edge of my seat. And so I said, that's what I'm doing. And he said, well, Mom, have you thought about you want to minister this weekend? I said, of course I want to minister this weekend. I am always ready. Right? We're always ready, right, Bobby G? We are ready. So anyway, but I had been listening to this program, and they mentioned something, and it was so neat. And I hope I do this justice, because they were talking about a secret place that we can go to be with Jesus. Now, don't we need a secret place today? If we have ever needed a secret place to go to Jesus, we need it today. How many times a day? What do you see? Your phone, everything sidetracks us. Everything pulls us away from our secret place. But God says, I have a secret place, and you and I can go to that secret place, and it's you and me, and we're gonna fellowship together. Amen, amen. And then I thought, wow, I know there's a verse that talks about the secret place. There's a whole chapter in Psalms that talks about the secret place. And it's in Psalms 91, and that's where we're going to go. Amen. And what is the secret place? It's all about relationship. Amen. My relationship with the Father. He wants us to be able to go to that secret place. It doesn't matter if you're driving. Your secret place might be going to work. You might be, your secret place. You might have a secret place. You might have that room where you have designated just for Jesus in you. You might have that closet. But you might be so busy that you might have to take your secret place wherever you can find it, amen, wherever you can find it, because God is there, amen. So whether your secret place is driving down the road to work, or whether your secret place is in a closet that you are the shower, amen, amen. That's a great place to meet God and to sing, amen. So so let's turn to Psalms 91, or if you want to, you can turn to the back of your bulletins where it's already there. And the neat thing about being in the secret place is God is there. Amen? Amen. So let's just go over this. And I hope I do it justice, because it's a wonderful psalm. And this is a promise to us. This is our promise. As we read this, he says, "And Father, I just thank you for your presence here today. I thank you for the praise and worship. I thank you for awesome, awesome people. I thank you, Lord, that for your healing power. Lord, whatever we need, your hand has already provided. Lord, I thank you for your presence. I thank you, Lord, that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. Thank you that our angels are around us. And I thank you, Lord, that you have provided for us a secret place. Amen. And it's always in his presence, isn't it? So let's read this. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He who dwells in the secret place. Who is dwelling? We are. Amen, Dave. And I want to appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you. You're always so uplifting. Anyway, it says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Mighty. Can you imagine abiding under the shadow of the Almighty? Now, this is close. Amen. That's how close God wants us to be to him. He says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and fortress, my God. In him will I trust. So who is our refuge? Where is our fortress? With God, with Jesus. He says, my God, in him will I trust. Who are we going to trust today? It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen. So we're going to trust in the Lord today. Lord, we put our trust in you. Do not we need a God that we can trust in this world today? Do any of you ever watch the evening news? Don't go there. It's so depressing. Just skip it. Say, I'm. You know, if something bad happens, somebody will eventually knock on your door or send you a message. Did you hear what happened? It's so awful out there, folks. If it wasn't for God, I mean, what do these people do who don't have their trust in the Lord? I just think, Lord, I mean, why isn't there mass suicide? I don't want there to be mass suicide. But, you know, you think if you don't have Jesus, it's really bad. Amen. So I'm going to turn over to Psalms 91 because I have some little things. So, okay, what is it? He is my refuge and my fortress. He is our safety. He is our safety that we run into. He is the high tower that we run into. It says, surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the pestilent. He shall cover you with his feathers. How neat is that? Think about that. I grew up on a farm, and a lot of people today have chickens anyway. But where do those little chickens run to? They run to their mommies. They get under their mommy's wings. And it's not, there it is, right there. He says, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. And no matter how much that little hen wants to take care of her little baby, she can only do so much. But think how much our Heavenly Father can do. We can run under his wings, and we know everything's going to be okay. Amen. Doesn't matter how bad it gets on the outside, how rough it gets, we can run to him. He's going to hide us. He's going to take care of us. He is our hiding place. We used to sing this song. It was, Corrie ten Boom, she wrote a book, The Hiding Place. And in that place, she was in a concentration camp. She was suffering. She was in a terrible, terrible thing. But in there, guess who was there with her? God was there. Amen. And one day, it was so terrible. It was wintertime. Can you imagine being in winter in say, Germany or Poland or one of those countries? No warm clothes, no warm boots. They had to stand at attention. Every morning, all these women had to come in, and they had to stand at attention for maybe hours, however long they wanted them to stand there. And it would be so horrible. And she said, one morning, out of all of that, a bird came and stood on the edge of their building and began to sing. Isn't that awesome? And it took her into heaven. It brought her. She was out of that place. She was not there anymore. She was in the presence of God because of one bird that God sent to sing to her. Isn't that awesome? Who would do that but God? Amen. And it just so what does it take to lift you out of wherever you're at? God will send that to you. He will send a bird to sing to you. He will do whatever he needs to do. The third verse, fourth verse, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. I want you to feel his presence this morning. I want you to know that he has you covered. He has you covered. Wherever you're at, he has you covered today. Amen. The fifth verse says, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor by the arrow that flies by day. My goodness, don't we hear that all the time? Do we know that North Korea is again making, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And if we let fear come in, it would really come in. I'm not saying that we shouldn't know what's going on in the world and we shouldn't pray, because we should. Because if we don't pray, nobody else is going to pray. The church has to pray, and God has called us to pray. We need to pray for our president. We need to pray for our leaders. We need to pray for countries. We need to pray for other countries that they can, and we need to pray for peace so we can live in peace. Amen? Amen. So don't forget to pray. Amen? So, okay, nor for the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. So all these things can happen. They might happen. Eventually they will happen, but that's okay because God's going to take care of us. Amen? He's going to take care of us. Don't forget, he knows where you're at. And I was telling somebody this the other day, and I tell this to Paul all the time. I say, Paul, God knows where you live. He's got your address. So whatever you're needing, God can get it through. Amen? He can come right through. And we just thank you, Jesus. We thank you because God wants to do good things for us. Amen? Amen. 1,000, listen to this. It says, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Amen. So it doesn't matter what is going on, because God will have the final say. God will have the final say, and he is taking care of us. Amen. So you want to go to the next slide so they can read this stuff. It says, only with your eyes. Lord, we thank you that you have us covered. We thank you that you have it. You have it. So what does it matter that we find this secret place? Because we need it. We need that secret place to be alone with the Lord. We need that relationship with Jesus. We need him. We need to abide in Christ. We need to seek his kingdom. And as we do these things, we're going to be in that secret place. We're going to be hidden. We're going to be hidden in him. See, it's all in him. Amen. It's all in him. Listen, it says, no evil. Oh, no, I'm getting ahead of myself. The ninth verse. This is so, so awesome, you guys. Listen to this. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. Now, we can really personalize this, and let's do this. Let's go back to the first verse, and it says, Claudia, who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Claudia will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I will trust. So personalize it as you study this chapter. Personalize it and make it your chapter, your chapter. Amen? So it says, no evil shall befall Claudia, nor shall any plague come near her dwelling. Amen? Say amen. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. So who's going to keep, what has he done? He's given angels charge over us. Amen? So we are not alone. As a matter of fact, Donna had this wonderful testimony where she was falling in the shower, and she was thinking, real quick, I'm going to fall and break my head open or something. And she said she just straightened up. And she said she knew it was God. She knew it was the angels. She just shouted, oh, thank you, Jesus. Because Donna has had some weird things happen to her. One thing, bless her heart. As a matter of fact, thank you, Jesus, for touching Donna right now. She is sick today. But one time she called me up for prayer. She was vacuuming. That's a normal thing to do, right? And somehow the cord got wrapped around her feet, and she tripped and fell. I said, Donna, nobody but you could have done that. So anyway, it's just really strange. If Donna tells you about a strange accident, it really happened. It really did happen. So, Lord, I thank you right now for being with Donna. I thank you for being with the Faxton family. I thank you, Lord, that you have good things planned. Amen. So he has angels that's going to guard us. But anyway, she said it was really the strange. She was beginning to fall, and she knew something, and she just straightened up. And so thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's what our angels do. Amen. That's what they do. Amen. So I bet all of you could share a story about that. Anyway, he says, the 11th verse, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Remember, we're in that secret place. We're in that secret place. Amen. Lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lions and the cobra and the young lion and the serpent. You shall trample underfoot. Well, we know these aren't literally. It could be literally, I think, but I think that more so we're talking about demonic powers here. These demonic powers that come against us because we're children of the Most High God. God says, don't worry about them. He's got them taken care of. Them. He says, you shall tread. We're going to tread upon them. They're not going to tread upon us. That's why we're not, Cindy, going to listen to the lies of the enemy, because Jesus tells us here, he says, he's going to keep us. At least we dash our foot against a stone. It says, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, and the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. So God has given us authority to do that. So let's take it, amen? When Satan is harassing you, come against him. Say, I'm not listening to you. I'm listening to the Most High God. I'm listening to what the Word of God says. I'm not listening to you, Satan. I have no part of you, and you have no part of me. Say, I am saved, you're not. That's the way it is, amen. Amen. So get out of my way, right? Amen. Don't give him any credit. He doesn't deserve credit. He's, amen. That's right. You've been there. Amen. 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 Oh, my goodness. I was just listening to this testimony. It was about a little three-year-old boy. They were in a terrible accident. The husband was killed. The wife survived. The little boy barely survived. He was in a coma. But while he was in a coma, he went to heaven three times. And when he came out, he was telling his mom, he was like 3 years old. He was telling her all these awesome things about heaven and how he had seen. She said, she was concerned that she didn't know how to tell him about her daddy. He said, so she says, do you know where your daddy's at? He said, yes, he's in heaven with my brothers. And that she had had two miscarriages before she had had him. And he told her all about heaven three different times. And so you're right, Dave. I mean, those that have been there, hey, we're going to go. Amen. Amen. We thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank you, Lord, that God gives us these experiences so we can tell people, hey, it's okay. It's going to be okay because heaven is going to be so awesome. So awesome. So I thought this was so sweet, this little boy. So let's go on. Okay, it says, he shall call, okay, the 14th verse, because he has set his love upon me, because we have set our love upon him. Therefore, I will deliver him. God says this, I will deliver you. Amen. I will deliver you. I will deliver you. I've lost my place. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Do you know the name of the Lord today? Amen. And God knows our name. Isn't that wonderful? He knows our name. He says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. So look, listen to those promises that God has promised us. It says, if we will seek him, if we will love him, he says, because Claudia has set his love, her love upon me, therefore I will deliver her. I will set her on high because she has known my name. Amen. Isn't that an awesome promise? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you have chosen us, that we are yours. Amen. I will deliver him and honor him. I will give her long life and show her my salvation. Amen. So God has done this for us, folks. He has promised us. It says, and to go back to the verse, it says, he who dwells in the secret place. Who are these promises for? He who dwells in the secret place. How do we get to that secret place? Well, first of all, we accept Jesus as our Savior. Second of all, we allow the Holy Spirit to make his abode in us. Amen. And he begins to direct us and lead us, and we follow him wherever he leads us. Amen. Because he has good things planned for us. And in this time that we live in, we need that secret place so bad. Do you not need to run there? Amen. We can run there and hide. It doesn't matter where it is. And during this time, time before Easter, I want us to take, and I know that some of you, all of us, I don't know how busy I am. I think sometimes I just get sidetracked. Thinking, what happened? But anyway, during this time, this Easter season, please take some quality time to seek God. Take this time to get closer to him. Take this time to go into the secret place. Take this time, even if it's just 5 minutes a day, just take that time and get before the Lord and say, Lord, I want to feel your presence. I want to be in that secret place with you, Jesus. And like I said, it might be going to work. It might be if you're driving to work, please don't close your eyes. But if you're at home, this is really neat because I think it helps us. You know, if you have 5 minutes and you can just take aside 5 minutes and just say, Lord, I want to be in your presence. And just close your eyes and start meditating on his love and on his mercy and how much he loves us. And if you don't know him as your Savior, and you know, then do it today. Amen. Don't wait because time might be, we don't know how much time we have. And God wants that intimate relationship with us. He wants to take us into that secret place. Amen. That he talks about in Psalms 91. So let's just close our eyes right now. All of us. Let's go to that secret place. Let's just not worry about what we're going to have for dinner, what the bills are, any of this stuff. What's happening? Let's just think upon Jesus and say, Jesus, there's just something about that name. Just think about that name, Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you chose us. We don't know why you chose us, but we're so grateful that you did. And Lord, we want to come into this secret place, Father God. We want to think about that name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Truly, there's something about that name. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but your name will stand forever. So, Lord, we come into our secret place this morning, into your presence, Lord. We thank you there's no disease in your secret place. There's no hardship. There's no loneliness because you're there. Lord, we thank you that you have given us the opportunity to come into that secret place. And I want us to think about Jerusalem, about that weekend that Jesus, his agony on the cross, his agony in the garden, where he sweated great drops of blood. Lord, we don't even know how something could be that way. But you were there. You were there. We thank you, Lord, that you always said, your will be done, Father. Your will be done, Father. And Lord, help us. That would be our prayer. Your will be done, Father. Not my will. Not somebody, but your will, Lord. Your will. And Lord, as you were beaten, as your beard was pulled out, as you were crucified, as you were buried, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that you gave all that you had for us, Lord. You gave your very best. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. For God so loved the world. Lord, we thank you that as we sing that song, you're a good, good Father. You are such a good Father. And you promised you would never leave us. Lord, I thank you that we can come into this secret place and we could learn more and more about you. We can go deeper in you, Lord, than we ever thought possible. Lord, we just ask that you take all distractions from us. Lord, that we realize that you're the great King, that you're Almighty God. You're Almighty God. Lord, we just love you today. We love you, Lord. We put all of our cares at your feet, Lord. We put all of our cares at your feet, and we're not going to carry them anymore. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Jesus. We thank you that we're in a secret place with you, Jesus. We thank you that you chose us, that we're your children, we're your daughters, we're your sons, and that you've covered us today with your blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for your healing power going forth this morning. Lord, we thank you for being with Ms. Kaufman, Lord. We thank you for your healing touch. We thank you for this young man that's fighting for his life. We thank you for so many that's sick this morning. But, Lord, we thank you that you took care of that at Calvary. You took stripes on your back. You say you sent forth your word and healed us. And, Lord, I thank you for your healing power. Wherever we're at this morning, Lord, you are here. Those that are working, Lord, they're going to feel your presence, Lord. They're going to feel your presence because you are there with them. And, Lord, I thank you that whatever our need is, you've already provided it. We thank you that we can abide in the vine, and you are that vine. We thank you, Lord, that you've prepared a place for us, and we will be there one day with you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that for your children it only gets better. We thank you, Lord. We pray for revival, Lord. We pray for those young, the preteens, Lord. We pray for our teachers. We pray, Lord, that we'll have an ear to hear what you're saying, that when they need us, we'll be there for them. Lord, we thank you that they're going to come into the kingdom. They're going to be kingdom people. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your delivering hand upon us today, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you again, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. We set that in motion today. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Lord, we thank you for that secret place. We thank you, Lord, for that secret place that you want us to come into. And, Lord, as we approach Easter, Resurrection Sunday, Lord, help us to abide in you more and more, Lord. Just more and more of you, Jesus. More and more of you, Jesus. And we just give you all the praise. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just reach out to him this morning. He's right here. He's right here. He wants to be very God in your life. Whatever your need is this morning, just reach out. Whatever, don't think that it's too small. Don't think it's too big, because we serve a big God. He can do all things. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for those in my family that need you, Lord. I thank you that my grandchildren are saved. I thank you my great-grandchildren are saved. I thank you that they're going to grow up to be mighty men and women of God. They're going to pull down strongholds. They're going to go forth like Joshua and Moses and David, they're going to be mighty men and women of God. Lord, we thank you there's not anything too difficult for you. And Lord, we thank you that the week ahead is going to be awesome because you go before us. And that there's nothing too difficult for you. So Lord, today, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Lord, we thank you that that's ours today. That is ours today. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.